A Colorado funeral homeowner, already facing serious accusations, is now dealing with additional legal troubles. This case has raised concerns about the state's funeral industry and its history of poor oversight. Additional charges filed against Harford. Prosecutors have added three more counts of corpse abuse to the charges against Miles Harford, bringing more scrutiny to his alleged actions. These charges involve treating remains in ways deemed deeply disrespectful, with incidents reportedly dating back to 2019. The names of the victims have been withheld from court documents, maintaining their family's privacy. Harford's arraignment, which was initially set for Monday, has now been postponed for the fifth time. This delay is due to the new charges being introduced. His next court hearing is scheduled for January 17, giving prosecutors more time to prepare their case against him. Details of Harford's alleged actions. The case began in February when authorities discovered the body of Christina Rosales, a 63-year-old woman who died of Alzheimer's, in the back of Harford's hearse. The body had been left there for over a year, wrapped in blankets. Alongside this discovery, the cremated remains of at least 30 people were found hidden in various locations, including inside the hearse and under the home's crawl space. Authorities have identified 18 of the recovered cremated remains so far. Additional ashes were uncovered during further investigations, leading prosecutors to suggest that more charges might be forthcoming. The unsettling discoveries have drawn significant public and legal attention. Broader issues in Colorado funeral industry. Harford's case is not the first scandal to emerge from Colorado's funeral industry. In recent years, other funeral homes have faced charges for selling body parts illegally and neglecting to handle remains properly, with nearly 200 bodies left to decay in one case. These incidents highlight systemic issues within the state's funeral regulations. For years, Colorado's funeral home regulations were some of the weakest in the country. However, high-profile cases like this have spurred reforms. Earlier this year, Governor Jared Polis signed new laws aimed at tightening oversight and aligning Colorado's standards with those of other states, offering families greater protection during difficult times.